Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. My voice is already kind of etching into a different frequency as the higher beings are stepping in. They seem to get really excited these days whenever I'm on for a show. And so I'm just welcoming you all from all over the world that's tapping in tonight. And we're going to talk about activating your inner soul's light and also clearing all of your auras. So I'm going to ask you all to just have your feet nicely anchored on the ground. Or if you're laying down, just know that your root chakra and your heels of your feet will be anchoring your body into Gaia. So you're going to be bringing in these higher grid systems of dimensions of light beings that seem to be really coming through, or should I say swarming through the ethers of the grid systems of time. And so even with having this full moon the other night, and then the energies waning from the full moon, it's all about change. It's all about upgrading yourself and welcoming the new intelligences from multi-dimensions and stellar dimensions that are wanting to connect with you, wanting to work with you and your spirit guides and teachers that you work with, and bring you into a higher state of absolute peace and absolute inner knowing. We're in a time right now where the energies are very uncertain and also unveiling many different aspects of our own selves, because these higher energies that are coming in from all over the dimensions is coming in and shifting our aura fields and making us feel uneasy certain days. So tonight we want to talk about just looking after that inner soul child with love. I mean, this is our inner child. It's our inner heartbeat. It's our inner mind that is feeling some days a little bit uncertain, a little bit uneasy. And we've got to love ourselves right now, right down to our cellular structure of our bodies, and just love our own heartbeat and love what our higher mind wants to deliver us. So the other day I was given a message from the masters that I was called to send it out. I'm not sure how many got to read it, but it was really about this energies of relivings. And that's what's happening on your aura fields, and that's what's happening for your inner child. There's being a little bit uneasy. Because since the fifth dimension, it's here. That consciousness is here, fully representing itself on this planet. And so many of you are evolving and accelerating into the higher consciousness and tapping into your own gifts of telepathy and telethought forms and higher knowingness. And as you're elevating in your own inner consciousness, you're also bringing forward up out of the cellular memory your past life soul memories. And so with the huge amount of plasma frequencies and gamma rays of higher intelligences, it's pouring through on these gateways, on these eclipses and full moons and spring equinox, Easter resurrection. All of these are really, really heightened lunar activities coming in from the realms. And it's shifting your consciousness fields in your aura into the higher consciousness. And as you breathe in these higher frequencies, you are feeling a little bit uneasy some days because you're not balanced, maybe, or maybe you're not grounded. But on top of that, you have the other consciousness fields around you of other people oscillating in fear, in their own uneasiness with the pandemic that's here. And so really the masters just came in and just said, well, you know, you really have to be protected of your own thought forms and your own energy fields and stay in an alignment of your inner body, inner child, in an inner knowing that you're staying in a higher state by breathing in these higher light quotients that's surrounding us of the plasma frequencies, of the gamma rays. And not to go into the thought forms or interpretations or misunderstandings or medical terminologies of what's right, what's wrong, who knows. Just be in peace and just make your own highest vibrations of your own consciousness to keep your energies on an upward spiral, that you're listening to your higher conscious mind. These masters that work with me, they're working with energies of our consciousness. They work with the higher intelligences. And as you're listening to the light languages or you're hearing me speak right now, they're already speaking through me in and around you. And that's the energy of consciousness that you're breathing in. It's a master energy. It's of these higher infinite ones that I work with. But it's lighting you up. It's clearing your mind. And it's aligning your feet into Gaia to be grounded into the higher consciousness that's moving around you. And in the stillness, you breathe in their vibrations of light. And you feel the tingling on top of your head. And you breathe in. The peacefulness. But you're also breathing in your own higher vibrations of your own light, of your own higher consciousness. And it releases all of those relivings that are entangled within your heartbeat or of your mind, of your inner child. Because it's bringing in a higher consciousness to heal those old waveforms of those old thought forms and old energies. And so this is where the masters say they like to bless us and energize us with liquid light that seeps into your cellular molecular structure, which just happened right there. It's not a lower vibration. Your thought form might have been, or an uneasiness in your stomach might have been. But calling in a higher liquid light energy amplifies the crystals of the pineal, the crystals in the heart seeds, the crystals in the skull. It sparks them up and brings balance and harmony. And so you can do this to shift your body with out of thought forms or waveforms of uncertainty. And you can do this every day as many times as you want. And with all of these other frequencies that are moving on the planet, the higher ratios of intelligences that's sitting in your aura fields is just waiting for you to transition. And telepathically, you can step into those higher dimensions if you stay in the higher mindset. Now, some of you will be drawn to go into the family decisions of this COVID vaccines, and this is entirely on your own. This is a master message saying they're helping us with the liquid light energies. But I just wanted to make sure tonight that everybody was in full awareness that it's not my decision, it's your decision. It's always your own understanding of where you are, what you're feeling. You're always in control of the energies around you. You're always in control of your own mind and your own feelings. But there is a higher frequency that's right here arriving on the planet, and it's increasing. And it's telepathically aligning into your higher consciousness of light intelligences, and that's purifying your thought forms. It's not changing the systems in your body. It's not changing your blood cells. It's not changing anything of what you already have in your body. It's just guiding you, assisting you, and elevating you. And so you will make your own decision on where you want to be on the vaccine. But with my own energies of light, I brought you the message that the masters wanted to say that they are working with our energies of consciousness in higher, higher streams of higher, higher light beings. Because the physical body is dense. It's not liquid light like the masters are. We're not Adam Cadman crystal beings in this lifetime. We're not sparks of light and holograms of light. In this now moment, we are dense molecular structures. And we have to accept that we need to connect with the cellular structure of the body and make sure that it is in highest attunement and accepting the new energies that we're breathing in. And to do this, you stay in our alignment of our light. Focus on the energies that create uneasiness and clear it away with a higher vibration of light. It must be transmuted, and it is up to you to be clearing and aligning yourselves into this light energy of intelligences of a light consciousness. For that is what is transmuting the negative thought forms or uneasiness that you may find yourself feeling at certain times of the day. If you have a negative thought, right away, transmute it, and then become totally aware in the stillness that it has been released. What is that, a 10-second rule? That when it comes in 10 seconds, you are transmuting it. And for me, I don't think there's a single day that goes by when I don't find that I have interrupted thought forms arriving that requires the stillness and the tapping into the higher consciousness to transmute it. It's just the way we are, breathing and focusing. There's not one day that goes by at this point in time where there isn't an interruptive thought form. It just happens to be in our consciousness fields. But we are aware of it now. And we are transmuting as much as we can and shifting into the higher light to receive the higher light transmission of information, not transmissions of interruption. Stay grounded and stay enlightened. I am here, child. I am one of the infinite masters that you call upon to bring forward the clearing, creating, building, and then sealing of a new empowering crystal grid system within the aura fields to be operating at all hours of the day and night inside your aura fields for protection. Abadi Ajitanda Kitatakahale each day in the stillness. When you align and balance the vibrations of the light intelligences surrounding you in the stillness, become aware of that energetic consciousness field in the 7th, 8th, and 9th chakra at the crown and above. They should be clear of any interruptive fields when they are clear. You will feel a divine essence of your own divine holy light arriving, holding these three chakra points above your head into an alignment. In your own awareness that your mind and body are embracing the cord of light in the stillness vibration. Breathe within you. Ama adijiji yadoko. It is clearing your aura fields as it is tapping into the higher frequencies. Then you visualize a golden white strand of light that's pouring down from the 10th chakra to the 9th, to the 8th, down onto the 7th crown chakra, and dispersing golden particles of light into the entire aura field around your head, around your heart, around the body, sprinkling golden energies around your hands. We are here. We are here as infinite masters of light intelligences from many civilizations and star systems of the soul light consciousness of who is gathered now and who is being bathed of the golden light of gamma rays into their aura fields. Breathe it in as you are being purified of all energetic systems in your aura bodies. Breathe in through the crown chakra that golden strand of a divine light source. And ask, show me a sign that you are here with me now. I need to know you as my heightened master soul, my crystal light soul consciousness of my own divine holy presence is here with me now. Listen to the stillness vibration. That ringing in the ears is tuning your inner mind and inner ears to feel this essence of the light vibrations adjusting your body, your heartbeat, but yet intuitively. And as you breathe in gently of this awareness, feel the empowering energies now in your aura fields. Now ask, who is here in my field? Who is this master presence, this energetic field of light consciousness. Who are you that is here beside me now that knows my name? Knows who I am. That you would come now to cleanse, purify, and transmute any consciousness vibration that is not of my soul's light consciousness of my I Am presence. You may clear my aura fields into purified states of your light consciousness, to heal my mind, heal my body, and elevate my consciousness out of any interfering thought forms of fear, anxiety, uncertainty that may have been settled in my aura field, transmitted into my heartbeat or my mind. I give you full permission to clear me. As higher consciousness of light intelligences and sparks of radiant light, assist me now. I am seeing many strands of light beings arriving to clear and release all lowering consciousness energies that have blanketed your aura fields and blocking you from hearing, feeling, and seeing these light crystals of light essences that is swimming in the ethers of our planet's consciousness in all her kingdoms and elements. There is intelligences of light vibrations arriving. And these new crystalline golden light consciousness of your own soul's light intelligences has been arriving and is here and now, bathing, creating, and building a crystalline aura matrix field of a higher crystal intelligence around you now. Mapping, creating, building. Crystalline grid system in the aura fields are being created for protection of light intelligence in diamond crystal vibratory rates of higher crystalline transmission that is tweaking and networking into all other aura bodies of the crystalline diamond frequencies of light intelligences. Feel your own mapping grid around you that is networking and transmitting into the higher systems within systems of grid systems of consciousness that you cannot see far beyond the 12th chakra above your head. Breathe it in. Expand your aura field now that I may see all of your crystalline grid systems mapping and connecting as a heightened vibratory field around all who are gathered in this alignment tonight around this planet. What added you? We are building a new template of a new grid system of light and intelligent consciousness within our aura fields that will begin resonating and integrating into all of your infinite etheric grid systems of time. That is already transmitting telepathic waveforms and light intelligences across the planet, waiting for you to tap into. We are the ones that are here to shift the consciousness of the planet into ascension of light crystal intelligences that will activate all the originating soul seeds of crystalline frequencies back into reality consciousness. It is who you are. It is how you are coming into being a crystallite transmission of a crystallite transmitter by clearing and purifying your aura fields into crystallite soul intelligences of who you are. Will you step into the quadrants of reality consciousness and network unto one another, unto Gaia's kingdoms, unto all of her elements. Through your love, through your light, will you heal and elevate all kingdoms and elements in one another? And all illusions of thought forms will now become real light intelligences that you will begin seeing. The lowering fields when they arrive so that you may begin hearing and then healing others. As you clear your aura field, you will shift more rapidly into these super consciousness waveforms and those heightened chakra pivotal points of the 8th, 9th, 10th and beyond, where you will be receiving the knowledge and wisdom and virtues of your crystal soul consciousness. The Abadiyachirno, we have cleared their aura fields, child. We've aligned and activated their inner soul child into light. And so now, we will bring forward an activation to permeate our light frequencies into their bodies, into their minds, for them to come to know all is of love, light, and harmony. And just want you to relax your shoulders even more. Relax the spinal column and hips. Just relax your legs and arms. And deep breath in once more. And listen to the stillness of how heightened the vibrations are now. They are here, we are here, and we welcome all beings in all dimensions from all sources of your infinite timelines, of your sacred teachers and masters of soul timelines that are arriving and mapping into the etheric fields of Gaia consciousness and transmitting into all of your aura fields. And we welcome the consciousness of all that was to all that is now embracing us with these intelligent fields of love light, knowledge. Tap, tap. What is tapping on that? Breathe that in to your heart chakras. And breathe that golden light in your heart chakras out into your aura fields. I am seeing holograms of signature frequencies moving in the aura fields as we are transmitting coning vibrations from the foot chakras into Gaia, and she is transmitting light frequencies and holographic vibrations up into your bodies to transmute lowering energies into light and back down into her core. Or is she calling on the resonating frequencies of your soul timelines that are being awakened out of dormancy, hidden in those chakras of the base body? Let it go. Whew. Open and awaken your inner mind's eyes to that which you are seeing of a higher essence of intelligent beings' presence in the holograms floating within you, around you, above you, in electromagnetic frequencies creating static cords on your fingertips and out of your temples, electronic spokes of light intelligences ready to transmit into the aura fields of crystal electromagnetic frequencies, communication networks around you now. Get anchored. Anchor in your heart, anchor in your body, anchor in your feet into Gaia. There are golden strands, there are golden orbs, there are golden spheres, and there are golden essences of Mother, Father, God consciousness and Holy Christ consciousness and all soul consciousness are arriving in matrix formulas on this planet, in golden essences of originating intelligences of who you are.
Timelines.
I am a heightened master of evolved energies of originating formulas. And I arrive in a golden sphere to embrace all crowns of all diamond chakra systems and all body chakra systems and Gaia body systems of chakras that will align into a golden pyramid that is oscillating in the higher realms of light transmissions. It is arriving for the ascension of this planet, and it is transmitting, sweeping, purifying, cleansing misty energies that will sift through all aura fields of all consciousness on every head of every child who is here and now, listening and receiving of my mastery levels of a higher consciousness. And this pyramid arrives into the and aligns into the golden temples where many of you have been telepathically connecting into from ancient timelines. And these are golden temples and golden spheres of golden grid systems from far off dimensions that is arriving to assist in the ascension of the consciousness on this planet and is bringing in the originating formulas of the Law of One that will transmute old patterns, old energy fields of old consciousness back into love light intelligences. And all will be in oneness. And all will be in harmony. And all will be of light. You too thought about Shiyu. There are masters of electromagnetic energies here. Feel the static around you. There are builders of form, electronic engineers, creators of repatterning masters from your dimensional timelines and civilizations of Pleiadian, Lemurian, Sirian, Arcturian, Venusian, those civilizations of Egyptian, Mayan, Peruvian, Andean, Aztec, Tibetan, Mu civilizations. All will be transmitting new energy fields into your aura bodies that are formulating into the crystalline diamond frequencies for absolute clarity of light body frequencies to become blended and transmitted into your inner chakra membrane of light that you have been breathing in through the plasma frequencies and tapping into through the gamma rays of light. But how does this occur? How does this happen? How is this so? Yeah, you are sleeping, children, when we are elevating the consciousness webs on this planet to be transmuted into light quadrants of originating light fields of light, footprints that have been etched into the ley lines, grid lines, mountain ranges, desert sands, ocean floor templates of your Atlantean timelines. That is our assistance that is guiding you, assisting you, developing you, and harmonically attuning you. The electronic tones and languages that I am speaking and sweeping and purifying and cleansing your aura fields now is also adjusting the Gaia consciousness fields, and her core consciousness has been assimilating and purifying her ley lines and grid lines, where those electromagnetic nodes and nulls in mountain ranges and desert temples have been vibrating and electromagnetically pulsing to your originating footprints of your timelines. Tap, tap. You cannot see these vibrations of light quotients, of light intelligence, nor can you hear or feel them. It is our vibrations of ascension quadrants that we are operating from in networks beyond networks that you would call cycles within cycles of time. But we are in grid systems of curvatures of networks of time. And you are being cleared and awakened. And for some, you feel the burning in your foot chakras on certain days, where your etched-in footprints have been tapped into out of dormancy on other ley lines and grid systems, unaware by your human soul, but not by your higher soul. I am a vibratory master that is tapping into the foot chakra grid systems of time below the core of this planet's ley lines. And I know the originating formula and vibrational tone and energetic frequency that will awaken and tap into your own energetic cord of consciousness of who you are and will become back into reality consciousness of master energy called me. Breathe in the formulas of the light vibrations you've just heard. The uniformity of the alignment of holograms is arriving around your crown chakras, inner mind's eyes, and inner heartbeats acknowledges that you have taken on your own originating vibrational tone of oneness of your own dimension. The columns of light around you are amplifying and purifying and releasing all residue of all transmutational frequencies that is leaving the body. Bodies are healing. Bodies are releasing and receiving new vibrations of the new heightened tones and languages within your column. All is in harmony. And then all is in complete protection while you are balancing, aligning, and breathing in the diamond frequencies of your crystal grid system in your aura. More energies of light raining down on all crown chakras as your aura fields are shimmering. You are attracting more light strands of your soul's dimensions of grid systems of time. How telepathically wonderful to begin connecting and communicating in networks of grid systems. Above the body, around the body, and below the body. Gaia is pulling further releasements out of the foot chakras of any aches and pains and lowering frequencies from your old 3D consciousness. It's pulsing out of the foot chakras into Gaia's corridors of crystallite grid systems of diamond frequencies so that she may cleanse and purify and amplify her light intelligences and return it into your foot chakras and into your body. Through the foot chakra, up through the knees, to the root chakra, up to the solar sacral heart, spinal column. Breathe into your heart and throat of this purified state of oneness from the so below crystalline timelines of Atlantis, Lemuria. Yajatoya, you are purified from below. You are purified from above, and you are cleansed, washed, and purified around the body. Wonderful that I am seeing a massive diamond from below the feet, above the crown, out across the arms, one massive diamond frequency, a golden pyramid frequency above all crown chakras, is holding us in absolute infinite creator consciousness. All is in perfection and all is in alignment. and the activation is complete. You, you, why? An inchi into you. Into you, chukura mania tana. We just give thanks and great gratitude into these infinite strands of our light intelligence, of our master timelines, of our own civilizations and star systems, of our soul-like consciousness, the unseen and unknown that we cannot fathom to realize it is here and now in the fifth dimensional consciousness fields around us, bathing and purifying at our own breathing in of the stillness vibration. Bathe your aura fields with more light. Ask, show me a sign you're here with me now, and release this heaviness on me now, this uncertainty. Clear my aura that there is no impending frequency that is lingering in my consciousness, so that I am in freedom of settling into a higher consciousness state. And stay anchored and grounded while you are waiting for the new formulas that are arriving on this planet. The new master beings of these higher dimensions began arriving on December solstice, when that beautiful star alignment came in. And you will be receiving more of the intelligences of light on top of your crowns in strands. They will be entering and creating more grid systems of dimensions into your aura as you visualize recreating and building them into perfected patterns for your own inner soul child and your heartbeat to breathe in each day. These masters from the higher realms that come through in heightened vibrations and tones and languages are clearing and activating your minds and hearts into a higher soul consciousness. And so it is important each day that you be still and listen. And tap into these heightened frequencies, these ethers of light beings standing beside you, creating a column of light, a protection around you. Tap into your seventh, eighth, and ninth chakra each day for the divine essence of your divine presence in its own higher essence will connect with you and attract many higher light intelligences to your crown chakra, to your body, to your aura fields. And then you will begin growing into the higher golden essence, not just above your head, but it will be within your beingness, of your heartbeat, of your inner child. This is what enlightenment is, when all of the essences of our I Am presence and timelines beyond the seventh, eighth, and ninth chakra bows down to oneness. And we breathe in the golden creator soul-like consciousness into our purified light body, just to receive the light intelligence and to be a master energy and transmitter of light, love and harmony unto one another. All of these energies are settling in around you now. Listen to your own vibration. Become the light frequency each day now. And we thank these master teachers and infinite ones of strands of light that came in today to bring us the message to purify every interruptive thought form or energy that arrives in our mind, in our bodies. To be in oneness. Thank you for joining me and the Masters tonight. Thank you for allowing the Masters to express their message this past few days on what is COVID. For you to move into that state of knowing and being and making your decisions on all that you do each day by bathing your aura fields with more light. We'll see you on the 555 gateway when we will be oscillating in the fifth dimension in very high vibrations of beings that are in holograms and spirals of light quotients. It's a very exciting time right now. And every week we are elevating into a knowingness and clearing and becoming stronger. So sit back and enjoy your evening now, and I'll see you on the 555 gateway. Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye. Thank you. The Masters love you.